Good morning, it's Mengezi Zikali here on the Mengezi Show, right here on Radio Life in Style, 88 FM. Stay tuned, we're about to have a fun show today. So that was World Hold On by Bob Sinclair, and you're listening to
The Heartbeat of Belita, 88 FM.
And a warm welcome from me to you. And thank you for joining in again today. Today we're starting when we're ending. How about that? You know, sometimes the finish line becomes a starting line most of the time. How about, let me put it like that. And it's a Friday today, so we're doing things a little bit different. That's one thing that I can tell you. But one thing I can always tell you, that a Friday is always a special day. And it's a Friday morning. The sun is out. Let's get our feet in the sand again. Let's get our minds right. Let's get our minds in the game again. And you know, one thing I know, the emails are probably slowing down a bit now. People are already thinking about their weekend plans. That's something that's on top of the mind. And also, you know, it's just a different energy in the air. And the question is right now, which I'd like to know, is what are you doing this weekend? You know, this weekend sometimes is for resting. And it's also sometimes for resetting and making memories too. That's something that's super important too. You know, like... it's so important to make sure that this weekend you're able to do something that you never thought you'd do like last weekend. So have that in the back of your mind while we're able to kind of go for a quick...
You're listening to 88 FM.
All Kill Pest Control gives you a fast, effective solution to invasion by cockroaches, ants, rats, and termites using only the most effective, scientifically approved treatments. For long-lasting, effective control, give them a call on 084-511-2228.
If you have a well-maintained vehicle that you want to sell, Bidvest McCarthy Toyota Belito is buying all makes of used vehicles and offering you the best possible price. Whether you're upgrading or just looking to sell, now is the perfect time to make the move. For the best deal in town, call them on 032-946-7800. Don't miss out. Visit Bidvest McCarthy Toyota Belito at the Lifestyle Center and sell your used vehicle today.
The voice of Belito. Radio, Life and Style. 88.0 FM.
So the time is almost 10 minutes till 10 o'clock. And up next, we're about to have Lionel Richie all night long.
Well, my friends, the time is come. Raise the roof and...
So that was All Night by Lionel Richie. Absolute classic, eh? This actually gets you thinking, what are you doing all night? So what's the weekend plan? What's the things that we'll be doing? And I have something in mind, and I'll be doing this coming weekend. I was thinking of actually going out for a round of golf, and it kind of gets me back to thinking my first time golf experience a few years ago. I'm actually quite a novice in this. I'm very new into golf, but it's such a beautiful sport to play in. You know, taking into consideration the way I started, you know, if I look back, I think it was in 2021, the first time I ever picked up a golf club. And from there on, I've just never looked back, you know. It was during a golf day. that was hosted by a golf academy, actually. And that was the first time I ever started playing golf. He took me to the range. He was like my mentor. His name is Eric Mklongo. He's been on air before, and he's explained his journey. And you can actually see that on our podcast. If you check on the Dave Charles podcast online on lifeinstyle.fm, you'll be able to hear a bit more about that. So, and the first time I started playing golf, it was just, I saw it looked so cool. Everyone's on the golf course, everyone's moving around in a golf cart, and I'm just like, you know what, I also want to do something similar. So I told my mentor, and I said, hey, please teach me how to play golf. And he kind of took us to the range, and that was our first time to know how to swing a ball first time. So I always suggest the first time you're about to get introduced into golf, don't go straight to the course. Start at the range. That's the best way to start. I'm not a golf professional, but that's where I started, and since then it's never been harder than I thought, you know. It actually became easier from there because I got into the habit of practicing my swing a bit more better, you know. And It kind of gave me the confidence to continue playing. You know, this actually brings me to what's going to be happening the next week, with the SA Golf Academy, the same academy that actually taught me how to play golf. They'll be hosting their third annual fundraising golf day, and it's happening on the 17th of July, if I'm not mistaken, at Mount Edgecombe Country Club. So, look. The thing is, it's not only about golf, but it's, again, it's being in a community that is there to foster young people's golf dreams, you know. And they're kind of raising funds for, you know, like the professional golf training, the golf equipment and transportation, because keep in mind, they taught me how to play golf and I didn't pay a cent. And that wasn't something that's easy, you know. It's something that comes with, they have to have clubs, they have to have equipment and all sorts to make sure that other kids behind us are able to actually continue playing golf. And so if you've never played golf or anything like that, there will be a golf clinic, I think, on the day, where a PGA professional will be specifically designated to assist you on how to hold a club and the basics and, you know, just golf etiquette. Because when you get on the golf course, there's actually an etiquette that you need to follow. And on top of that, I think he's also launching a book called Caddy to PGA Champ by Eric Mklongo. So that's something to also look out for, because it's just a mixture of just making sure that students are able to play golf, and also what does it take to become a PGA professional one day when you actually do reach that point. And so just as a question that I love to leave with you is that, have you ever tried golf? And if not, why are you not willing to give it a chance? So how about you think about that while we let The Dress by Dijon go up.
Cause the dress looks nice on you still, and it always will. I wait a long time just to see you. I'd better be catching up. No, we don't have to patch things, so just turn the lights down real. Cause the dress looks nice on you still, and it always goes up. We should go out and dance like we used to dance. We should go out holding old hands, lovers old hands, and I can't tell you who's gonna last. Well, maybe that's a question to answer I don't have. Okay, I took a long time to get ready to, cause I do remember it, that my head got heavy like it tends to do. And I know that it's part of the deal, but the dress looks nice on you still, and it always will. I hated myself for some time that I said, the things that I put in your head, and I tried and I tried.
So that was Calvin Harris. Blame It on the Night. And you're listening to Radio Life and Style 88 FM. And the time is 8 minutes past 9 o'clock. We're about to have the Dave Charles Show starting up next. And just talking about sports quickly, I don't know if you've heard the news, but Hugo Bruce, the head coach of Bafana Bafana, has confirmed that he will be departing from the national team as a coach. So this is bringing an incredible chapter into the South African football community. That is a chapter being closed. But you know, Coach Bruce actually arrived at a time when many people had lost hope for the Bafana Bafana. That's one thing for sure. But through discipline, belief, consistency, it's very evident that he was able to transform the team into one that South Africans could once again be proud of. And, you know, under his leadership, Bafana Bafana qualified for the FIFA World Cup after a long absence and reached the knockout stage for the first time since 2002. So that is kind of restoring a bit of some belief in South African football. That's one thing for sure. And look, his departure marks an end of an era. But one thing I'm saying is that Coach Bruce has did something that can impact, that has impacted South Africans so much. And this is still within, of course, the FIFA World Cup frenzy that's currently happening. So the question now is that who will be the next coach, and who would you like to see being the next coach? And a little update from the FIFA World Cup was that France has now officially made it into the semi-finals with a strong victory last night against Morocco. And tonight we'll be having Spain versus Belgium, and also Norway versus England, Argentina versus Switzerland throughout this week. So those are the games to kind of look out to. And I know that the final game will be actually held on the 19th of July. So keep an eye out. If you are following the football, that's something really exciting to look out for. So that's one thing I can say is that I still have my nominee of a head coach. And should I keep it to myself or should I share it? That's the question now. So that was Under the Stars by John Legend. And as we all have a weekend plan, I always ask, I always love you guys to engage in some way, shape or form. I really encourage you guys to be able to send in a voice note on our WhatsApp line on 071-185-1471. And you know, just let's have a chat. Let's understand what you're going to be doing for this next weekend coming up. And I think we have someone who is able to let us know what they'll be doing for this upcoming weekend.
Hi everyone, I'm so glad it's Friday weekend, yay. Lots happening for us this weekend. We're going to start tonight, Friday night, by getting Tommy's Sushi in Salt Rock. Buy one, get one free. It's a nice treat. Then tomorrow we're going to go down to the Belito Pro, and hopefully the weather allows us to sit on the sand and watch the waves. I believe they've got some really nice merchandise for the Belito Pro, so we might see if we can treat ourselves to a hoodie or a t-shirt. Then in the afternoon we're going to head to Dopamine at Slow Roads, where we're going to watch the rugby, Springboks versus Scotland. They have a special running, a bottomless pizza, eat as much as you like for 250 rand a head, and bring your own cooler box with your own drinkies because they don't have a liquor license. And then on Sunday,
so a jam-packed jam-packed weekend, as you can hear. So there's so much to do this upcoming weekend. You know, you can go from the Belito Pro straight to Tommy's Sushi, from Tommy's Sushi straight to Dopamine. Go and get yourself a pizza. Go and be able to watch the reggae a bit. But, you know,
the voice of Belito, Radio Life and Style, 88.0 FM.
And as we all know, all good things do come to an end. And thank you for listening to the Mengezi Show right here on Radio Life and Style 88 FM. And one thing I'd love to leave with you is that, guys, just make sure you stay safe. Whatever we are doing, let's do it a bit more responsibly. And stay shining, stay winning, and make sure you keep to your promise that you made yourself at the beginning of this week. And as we finish off of this week, let's finish strong. Every single day, every single day. My name is Mengezi, and I'm signing out. Out.